Sum 41, Motivation on Radio Without Rules.
It's 107.9.
92.9.
The Point.
All right, we are joined with a very special guest today. Jody Long is joining us on the show. Jody, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Doing fantastic. This is a lot of fun. You're the most famous person we've had since Dionne Warwick on the show.
Yeah.
So it's been a minute.
Dionne Warwick? Wow,
yeah.
When was that?
We had her on the phone, yeah.
A few years ago. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Here I be.
Here you be. Well, we're welcoming you back to Durango Playfest. This is your second time here. So what brings you back to this unique celebration of new works, and what makes it special for you as an actor?
Well, I think the people are great in Durango, and I was there a couple years ago with another play, and I just... Everyone's so friendly. I really dig the town. I love the hot spring there. And, it was just really a fun time concentrating on a few new plays. I was in one, like I am this time. And I just really fell in love with sort of the quaintness of it. I mean, you probably don't like to hear that.
No,
for me,
yeah.
No, it's
coming
nice.
From, New York City or Los Angeles, it is... It has a great charm. So I love the people that run it. So it's great.
Warren,
and you have good food there too.
Good food too. Yeah.
For a little town, we
not
do.
Not bad. Yeah. So you're going to be playing a role in Becky and her lung transplant.
Correct.
And you are playing the character of a Hollywood agent. I'm sure you've had some experience with agents in the past. How does that influence how you're going to portray this role?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I mean, it's the truth. I'm a kind of actor that I don't ever pre-plan anything. So... It may come up while I'm in rehearsal, this whatever. But I just take it off of wherever the script is taking me. So even though she is a Hollywood agent, which has certain connotations in some people's mind, I don't ever really go for any kind of stereotype or anything. So I just kind of take whatever's coming at me off the page, and I let myself go within that,
Yeah.
So I surprise myself at times. So I have no idea.
No
idea until I do it. And then once I start rehearsing it with other people, and it's a collaborative process. And then whatever that, influences me at that moment. And I think that's the most important thing for actors or people who are trying to understand acting or young actors. The most important thing is to be in the moment at every moment.
Absolutely.
Hopefully you do that in life, right? A lot of people don't do that. They avoid things because, for whatever reason, doesn't matter. And you have to be in that moment. And that's when, it's interesting and where you get the most honesty out of people, right?
Yeah, I think I just entered a therapy session.
I know, it's very, yeah, it's really true. I know, am I living in the
moment? I didn't
mean
to get heavy already.
I know, it's good. It's good to think about.
Well, you've been quite versatile. You've played everything from Broadway leads to Marvel moms to Emmy-winning roles. What's been your all-time favorite role on stage, and who's been a favorite co-star to share the spotlight with?
Very interesting question. One of my first Broadway shows I did was a play called Loose Ends, and that was with Kevin Klein. And I did that play with Kevin for a year. We started at the Arena Stage in Washington, D.C., and then we went on to Broadway. That was really, I learned so much. He's an amazing actor and co-star. I mean, he was starring in it. I was playing one of the parts in it. But, I learned so much from him. So that was sort of that wasn't my first Broadway play. That was the second. But, so that really has informed a lot of the work that I do. And he was a master at comedy. So that was a great training ground for me as a young actor. Moving forward, I did a lot of series. But one that I was really dear to my heart was a series called Sullivan and Son. That was for TBS. We were on for three seasons. And they wrote for me like I've never had any team of writers write. And it was due to the success of the character that I played. And they, you know, every new season they go, so what else do you do? I work on Tai Chi sword. And they go, really? And then they put that into the episode where I pull out a sword. So, you know, it was just really fun. And when you have people writing for you, that's even better because you get to use so many different aspects of yourself that you might not normally get to use or get to, you know, work around or whatever. So that was a great show. And then I think that the most recent that most people will probably remember, because Sullivan's Son was over 10 years ago, but was the one I won an Emmy for, which was Dash and Lily, Netflix Dash and Lily. And they didn't write that for me. I just went in and they saw me. And I had no idea that they had intended this woman to be a Broadway diva. And she was the great aunt of the main girl. And they wrote for me, and it was fantastic. And I was just sorry that with COVID and everything that was happening, you know, we didn't go on to do the second season, which they had written. But then we were having such complications with COVID, and the show took place in during Christmas time every year. And we were supposed to start shooting in January, and then it got pushed to April. And then how do you make it look like Christmas in New York City when it's April? Yeah. And the trees and the little thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, then it got pushed, and then, you know, they just forgot about it. You know, so that's the way it goes. But I think that it's always about the part. You know, if it's not on the page, it's really hard to... you can be good in an okay written show or television series or whatever, but you'll never be great unless it's on the page.
Okay. Well, and with that, with your Emmy, you became the first Asian American actor to win any acting category across the Emmys. What did that moment mean to you?
Well, I was surprised. Winning it was a surprise. Being nominated was a surprise. And then my executive director called me and he said, Jody, you were just nominated. I was like, what? And he was nominated as well. He won as well for the show. And then I guess it was the Television Academy that do the Emmys every year. They wrote in a tweet that I was the first Asian American actor to win an Emmy in an acting category. And I saw the tweet, and I called my publicist, and I said, can you do me a favor? Can you call the Academy and see if this is really true? Because I find it kind of hard to believe that I'm the first Asian American. And they did, and because I had actually thought that Sandra Oh had won at some point, you know, because she'd been nominated for so many times. I mean, now, gratefully, she has won. She won last year for a show that she did for... I think it was for Netflix. I can't remember. And but at the time, they called my agents back, and it was a woman, and I can't remember her name now. She was on The Good Wife, and she won for Best Supporting Actor in a drama. And she's South Asian. So I said, well, wasn't she the first one? And they said, no, because she's British. So you are actually the first Asian American.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, so that was kind of cool. And, yeah, anyway, I mean, after all these years, I've been in the business for a very long time. I did my first Broadway show when I was 7. So it was sort of fitting in a way. I was like, well, I've been around for so long. Sometimes it just pays to keep going, you know.
Well, Jody, I would love to talk to you more about how you're the president of the L.A. chapter of SAG-AFTRA, or how you've worked with Ewan McGregor and Awkwafina, and you've done Broadway, indie film. All there's so many things I'd love to chat with you about, but I don't want to keep you here too long. So I just want to ask you Playfest gives audiences a rare look at works in development. What do you hope that audiences take away from seeing a play like Becky and her lung transplant at this raw and exciting stage?
Well, I think that what I like about the play is that it's of our times in the way that, you know, right now, I think journalists and people on television, they're having problems because there's so much, I would say, misinformation out there. You know, you go online and you look something up and then all the stuff comes up on the search engine. And then you have to really be discerning about what's real, what's the truth, and what is not. So I think this is a dilemma that's happening right now when I go online and I try to search something. And I think that this play speaks to, you know, what is actually truth and what is not.
All right.
And then what's in between, right? So that, you know, we have to have a good, strong sense of, I mean, you know, it just happens all the time now. Yeah. And it's really unfortunate. And I think a lot of the social media, you know, they used to have kind of restrictions on it, right? They wouldn't put out something, you know, they had people checking. They don't have people checking anymore, you know, Facebook, Twitter, blah, blah, blah. And it's just anything goes. Mm-hmm. So if you just happen to read that, you believe it, then you might be not, you may be believing something that's actually not true or is a facsimile of the truth in a very, what's the word, loose way, you know?
Yeah. So, yeah, and we had just read an article yesterday about Facebook is now, or social media is now the most popular news source for Americans. So that's...
Well, and they say ChatGPT is like really approaching quickly, yeah. Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, exactly. So we have to be really discerning mm-hmm. about what we put out there, right? Like, oh, that's a cool story. And then all of a sudden you realize it's not real. Mm-hmm. It's not, it's fake. And so, you know, whether it's a fake a facsimile of somebody talking or using, you know, a fake voice to put into their mouth, right? And it's just astounding what's going on. And
it is.
Well, Jody, thank you so much for joining us today and can't wait to get you into our quaint little mountain town here. And, And give an extra treat to old Boo Boo Ganesh for us. I hear your little pup's traveling with you too.
He is. He's my mascot.
Nice.
Wherever I go. All right.
All right.
Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Thanks so much.
And everybody get to DurangoPlayFest.org and get your tickets today before they all sell out. All right.
That's right.
We've got more on the way. Stick around on Ready Without Rules.
It's 107.9.
92.9.
The Point.